This EPN podcast is brought to you by Shopify.com, where e-commerce is made easy. Shopify is the most elegant, customizable, and affordable hosted e-commerce platform available. To get your first 60 days free, use coupon code EPN at Shopify.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Healthy Living Made Simple show right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Francesca Pucker. Well, today I want to talk a little bit about exercising while you're on vacation. I just recently got back from a little vacation up in the mountains, and I was surrounded by people who are exercising. And a lot of my clients like to use the excuse that, well, I'm on vacation, so I'm just going to relax. I'm going to eat a little differently. I'm going to loaf on the beach and sit by a lounge chair, and that's all fine and good. But I think that taking time while you're away to move is better than not doing anything. Most of the times when people go away on vacation, they come back and they're like, I don't understand why the scale's up, or why I'm feeling a little sluggish, or it's really hard for me to get back into a routine. Try to stick to your workout routine as close as you can while you're on vacation. I know that for myself, I love to use my time away to exercise on my own schedule. So what I enjoy doing is waking up in the morning, going for a walk, especially if I'm someplace warm, and maybe walking for a cup of coffee and then walking back so I get to at least stretch my legs in the morning and get a good maybe 30 to 40 minute walk in. And then I'll hit the gym, lift some weights, do a little strength training, nothing major, just about 30 minutes of some moderate exercising. If you're away on vacation and you don't have a gym in your hotel, then definitely hit the beach and do some walking lunges, some body weighted squats, get back into the room and do some push-ups against your bed or against the vanity in your bathroom, do some sit-ups on the floor, stay hydrated, things like that. When you're on vacation, I think that's the best time to try to get your body into a schedule to work out because you're not so pressured by the hustle and bustle of every day moving and grooving. So what I like to do and what I like to tell my clients is use this time to definitely get rest because that's an important part of a healthy lifestyle. Try to eat some good fruits, vegetables. Watch the types of foods that you are eating when you're out at restaurants. If you do want to indulge and share. But really, get around and move more. We typically like to go down to Miami, places in Florida where it's warm, and we don't rent a car. So what we do is we will walk in the morning for our breakfast. We'll go back to the hotel. We do a little light stroll in the afternoon, right as the sun's setting. We walk to dinner. We walk back. Remaining active is actually really good on when you're away because it doesn't allow you to become sluggish or a little bit complacent while you're doing things. If you're traveling with kids, I think a really good thing to do is do some pool exercises. Have your kids race from one side of the pool to another. But exercising on vacation is really something that I think everybody should do. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't need a gym. All you need is a pair of shoes, walking or running shoes, something that's sturdy, a good pair of workout clothes, a headset or a friend, and then just go. That's all there is to it. You've been listening to the Healthy Living Made Simple show here on EPN. This is Francesca Pucker. Until next time, have a healthy and happy day.
This is Todd Falcone, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
How can diets complement the fitness routine at the gym, and do you discuss your clients' diet and health with them?
Well, quite frankly, I think nutrition, I'm loath to use the word diet per se, Eric, because I always tell people that the first three letters in the word diet really tells you what it's about. To me, diets are not successful. There's a 90% failure rate with diets because people can't practically stay on those for the rest of their life. I don't believe in deprivation. I believe in sound, intelligent eating.
The ePodcast Network. your guide to business and personal success.